On page Reish Chavala, at the end of the parak, Shmini Shvi of Shar Shlishi Das Teder. Bekitzur Niflum Avuta Inyan Gadol Zeh Bepiyut B'chol Aminim Rosh Hashanah Mekipurim Shishom Nemar Havara Shmoi Kein Tilusa. Rosh's name is Vaday. Okay. So now, the Gematria of Vaday is Havaday is 26, which is the same Gematria as the same Avay. So some of the Forshim learn that, like he's going to bring in a second, that this is a permutation of the concept of what the Shem Avayah means. But that's how you praise the Kodesh Baruch. Pirish Meis Arigal Machzor Kosa Avaray L'chak Nokan Avaray Behei, not Vaday but Havaray Zugam Ken Gematria Shashem Ben Dal Im Ahei. If you add the hay in the front, it's the equivalent of the Shem Avaya. If you don't add the hay in front, otherwise it's the Shem Avekia. But okay. Bo is a shame all of Moshe Lamor. Hare Avaday who shame Mishrashi Yisborach. It's one of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's names. Minyanoi ki ain shum vados bo elam ovad mitzius Yisborach. The Rosh is the only Avaday in the world. Who b'shem u'b'yidiyazu all of Moshe Ben Lamorim. By having that level of clarity that the Rosh is the only mitzius in the world, that's what made Moshe Ben into Moshe Ben. Allowed him to go up to the Morim to bring down the Torah. Kein derech aliyah acheres mavaya diazu. Kirak Hashem Yisborach who havaday mikolan insoyim. Like diazu niftachu l'moshe Rabbeinu shari shemayim. That's what Rebbe sees in that sentence, that thought. Kein tilos soy. Kol tilos Hashem b'kachenu losu the bar Yisborach. Einon ela vados sichleinu v'libeinu bar Yisborach. The only way we can praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu is as much as we have a clarity that Hashem is the source of everything. That's a praise. Everything else is fluff. Rosh is wonderful, sweet, etc. That's not the point. The point is to come to the clarity of the Rosh's Metzius that he is the source of everything, and that's the Teil to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hamisbas says Umizdavik Bavada Yisborach. So if that's the only way we can praise Kodesh Baruch Hu, which means we need to come to a level of Vaday, of a clarity. So that then leads back to what we discussed earlier in the parak, that level of clarity, which starts from the Seichel Yosher of the Torah, of learning it, eventually impacts into the person's heart, that changes how he actually feels the world and relates to the world, and that's the kedusha which the Talmud Chacham gets through this process. Society goes going off the deep end, the more you see this reality, like that. The opposite of Vaday, there's two opposites of Vaday. One is that the person doesn't have awareness, b'chlal. The one is that the person believes in a false reality. Right? So, like Mr. Sharm says, that you can have that a person doesn't see what he's supposed to see, or worse, so now you have a conversation with the guy who says, that's an obvious. No, it's an auto. I mean, like the conversation is very frustrating because it's not. Right. He says it's an Amud, but really it's an Amud. Like, so the the one thing you could say through the process of a person who truly learned, it's very hard for him to get stuck in that reality. Because the training is, the thought process is to challenge your assumptions. So getting, once you get his negias out of the way, because in life, you know, as much as you do that in learning, even in learning you get stuck in the negias. Become a karma in life, you have negias. Right, the guy says in Pshat in the Gemara, he has negias. Right? That's why these guys, you know, getting, you know, stuck in their Pshat. The real root of the issue over here is not the Pshat, it's the negias that he has to his Pshat. It's a kama karma in life. But once he gets past the negias, the training of being able to see another way of looking at it and realizing that maybe there's more to the story, maybe that he missed the point, maybe that changes the whole way he's supposed to look at it. That's what that almost comes natural after a while. That's how you work. But if you don't have the Seichel HaTorah, you get stuck in this false reality, and you're just stuck in it. And you know, the more I see our country, just, you know, the world just falling into this. There's no debate anymore. There's no conversation anymore. There's no discussion of two possibilities. It's just like everybody has their view of the world, and that's it. End the conversation. Right? And the person says, "Well, you know, the other side has a point. He's up to possible. Can't be. We have it all right, and they have it all wrong." Like, really? Like, we're trained that's ridiculous. But the belt is like stuck in that. That's like the reality. So the professor in college dares say that this conservative fellow has a good point about X. He's always you know, he's ostracized. He's, you know, a trefignac, a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, misogynist, whatever. You know, like Gabaldon, he said the guy has a good point. That's it. Can't be. Like, I don't know. What?
That happened recently.
Happens every day. No, it doesn't anymore, because they don't say it anymore, because they're
like free speech.
Yeah. There's a person who told me he's working in school. Actually, told me he's a closet conservative, because he's embarrassed or scared to say what he really thinks, because he'll be ostracized. But here you have people who have liberal bona fides, like they're known to be liberals, but they'll write an article pointing out that, you know, how X, you know, has a good point. That's it. Up your friend, you know, chunk of pass. You know, and then the people will search to his past and find that when he was 17 years old, you know, he one time said something like that also, and really he's been doing this hiding this whole, like, the whole time, and therefore, you know, and they pass it out to the whole world, all billions of people in the world, and that's it. You know, he's now no more job. I mean, that's where we live in. It's like, but leaving out the thought police issue. Like, there's no room for, but like, there's no room inside the people's thought process to think that there's another way of looking at something. So that's not Vaday. The Vados over here says the Vados has come through Seichel Torah, which Seichel Torah is Bedafka, a Seichel of Bedafka hearing through sides, Bedafka thinking, Bedafka seeking the true emes. The guy says, you know, I never learned this before, but I'm guaranteed, I'm positive this must be an Upshot. That's not Vaday, that's idiocy. Right, that's not reality. The body here is the body of reality. Right, the version is real. Right, to be able to understand the reality, the true reality, it means there is all. You pull away all the layers of the confusion inside yourself. But the immediate assumption of quote unquote clarity is ridiculous. So, you know, that's the point he's been saying, that there's there's two stages to the process. That there's the like you know there's the So his point is there's the element of Torah of Seichel, the element of Torah there's the element of Seichel of the Torah, the element of the Eish of the Torah. The Eish of the Torah is the purification process the Torah gives you. It's only after the Seichel of the Torah there's the Davka process of Seichel of the Torah. And the process of Seichel of the Torah is the Davka process of challenging and questioning and thereby clarifying. We discussed this before, but just to bring out clearly, Rishon Lezion says that the true limud of Torah lishma requires two stages. So you learn with the chavrusa, he says. And the first stage of learning chavrusa is that you learn in a way which is called gifting. Gifting means with intensity, right? You thought through the sugya, you came up with a pshat, your chavrusa challenges it, you fight for it. So he asks you a question, you give an answer. He asks another question, you give another answer. You don't keep repeating the same question, the same answer. That's ridiculous. I remember one time told me, he says that the void of a chavrusa shaft is each chavrusa has to get to the point that you understand clearly what the other person's position is and what the questions are in both shot and both mahal. That's it. I don't convince you. I just have to give you over. We have a clarity of the tutstar. That's you have the guy. You have the when the conversation just becomes a broken record, like just move on with life. You're not going to move the guy anymore because by repeating the same thing again and again and again. But there is a stage of the process where I say a pshat. The person, because he's convinced his pshat is right, he's going to use his kairos to challenge me. So what do you mean? It can't be right, because if so, it doesn't fit with the stasis. Oh, it's a good point. Oh, no, I give you an answer. So now, by giving an answer, what I did was I really clarified my position a little better. It's not just as nebulous as before. There's an element that by answering it, I forced to concede X or develop Y or expand Z. I have to do something more to answer it. So he says, okay, but what about that? So the advisor, I happen to answer that. So the more he's challenging me, the more I'm going to clarify my position. So that's what Gershon said, that when he would say something, Rish Lakish would ask him 13 questions, and he would say 13 answers, and there'd be Rav Cheshmais. So Rabbi Lazar came along, and Gershon said, he said, pshat. Lazar said, wow, it's Gavaldik. So Gershon said, Shkoyach, what do I need that for? You didn't force me to the wall to think of another element of the which I didn't think of by your good question. He says, okay, now that you were going like that and like that and like that, and you're each of them being adamant that that's what's forcing the other one to think more, you get to the point where you realize he's right. He says, Gabor, for some we can't let him upshot. Thank you so much. And I'm wrong, you're right. It's not about me. It's putting all of my ego into it, as it were, to therefore to be adamant, to focus and to push and mail and challenge you in a real way and come to real clarity, and then totally forgoing my ego and say the main thing is the Divrei Torah, and now we have Emes of Torah. That's Torah Lishma. Because if the goal is my ego, I'm not going to do that. If the goal is Torah, I'm so happy we got Emes. But the process of Torah Badafka is a process of Badafka challenging. Badafka of not just saying it sounds good. It doesn't sound good. There's a problem over here because that clarifies the Emes. That's the Seichel part of Torah. But if you keep doing that, you train yourself to see something beyond yourself. You don't just see the eyes of Reinhold can't see the world perfectly. The more and the more I train myself to see the other person's view, and I expand my ability to see. So the seichel part is what forces me to expand. Now, sometimes you do it to yourself. You say a pshat in the morning. You say, wait 1 second. Let's see what's wrong with this. What doesn't work? Rashiva the night before, he would say a shir, would not sleep. He would stand up the whole night, going through the shir and testing and seeing what was wrong. What could be wrong with this pshat? I'm going to his house. Two, three, four in the morning, go back and forth and say, this, I said, maybe no, maybe this. But what about that? You know, he was kept challenging himself to see if it's evidence. He didn't have a sparring partner. He became his own sparring partner. But that was years of training through a chavrusha, through yourself, the bedafka, to see that there's another way of looking at it. And let's keep seeing which one is richtig. And that's the seichel part. And by doing that, you become a person who sees the vada. Now that it impacts you. But our society is like, more and more, like our society is like totally lost this. Apparently, somebody showed me like a few months ago that in North Korea they are developed. They want a white Jews are so smart. South Korea Jews are so smart. They came and studied. They decided that the Chavrusha system is the best way to study. Yeah. Besides learning Talmud, they learn Talmud, but they realize that the Chavrusha system is the best way of studying, because it otherwise you get stuck in your own narrative. Now, they have a problem though. There's a morale. There's an awesome morale. The morale says in the Mishnah over there, would say his tefillah when he would come to Beis HaKnesses. Right? So he says that I shouldn't say Al Tomei Torah, but Tartomei. Right? And the Yisroel Yechaberai asked for him. Says, what's going on over here? So he says that the Russian made the nature of a Jew when you say A, I say B. So therefore, if I'm wrong, it means he's right. And he's going to gloat it over me, and then Russia's going to punish him for gloating over me. So I daven that I shouldn't make a mistake, and therefore ask him that he'll be sameach in my mistake, and that it might be machshel him in a punishment. That's how he learns pshat in the field. He says, "What's the pshat the Russian made?" So that part I think Tosfos Yalta says. He says, "What's the pshat the Russian made the nature of Jews like that for this purpose?" Jews are argumentative and the contentions. So when we learn what's going to happen, assume that you're going to say B. So we're forced to come to a beer of the pshat. And I'm not sure it's South Koreans. Once it says A, once it says A. It's like, what are you getting with the Chavrusha-shaft? You know, if that's the their culture, that's their society, you don't game with the Chavrusha-shaft. You have to train them to be like Yeshivalite, you know. The guy says A, the guy says B. You're an idiot, you're a fool, you're an idiot. Like punch it, you know, we see the world differently. Now, you know, so it's an awesome lakuna that, you know, so this lakuna of the true tehillah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is only shayach after vada. If I never really thought through the reality of the world and I just made my assumptions and I praise Kadosh Baruch Hu based on that, I'm not really praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm praising a phantom picture of him. So where's the tehillah? But a person who's came to understand of the reality of the Bria, that the Bresham is the only source, etc., he was able to really understand that. When he says that out, it's a statement of tehillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What am I getting over here? What I'm trying to explain is over here, Revolva made a jump from this piyut over here to see his side over here of Seichel and Eish. It sounds like a jump. It's not a jump. It's mukhrach betzel. Just you need a few steps to masber how that what in yenet piyut is his side in understanding what Torah does to you. That's the point I'm trying to bring out. I remember when I learned this piece years ago, I said, like, what is the shaykhis? It's a bit of a pshat in the piyut, etc. But where does he, how does he jump from there to say, and you see my yesoid of Eish and of Seichel and Eish in this piyut? So, you hear what I'm saying? You hear the kasha? Yeah, you hear the kasha?
I think so.
Anyway, he said, saying, he says this, he says, listen, my holy son over here, well, there's two parts of this. There's the Seichel part of Torah, and then there's the Eish part of Torah, which is the Eish being Matar and purifying attention. And you need both elements for the Torah to be able to be parallel in you. He says, and that brings the Madriga of Tamachochim of Adai. And Dosh Day, it's in the Piyut. And Vadai Shmei can't do those songs. You see from the Piyut that there's something called Vadai. The Russian was Vadai, and that's how your parents go to the border. I get that. Okay. Then he says, "Mizbeach mizab bevavari mizborof niya sechol vara." He bishuma niske belev and hepech aish sechol aish. And makadesh and maremes is a goof al kol kachoso. That step is okay. It could be it's true, but there's no hechel to what he's saying. From that, and if you're and I want to tell you, you know a secret. By the way, the brashim is vara, and if you're mizabet the vara of kodesh baruch hu, maybe you get it. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. I don't know. I mean, you tell me it's true. I'll tell me it's true. But some no statements in the piyut. And I'll tell you what I think he's really saying is Dosh Tei Yeh and Piyut. I think that's but you saw that it's only way it's shaykh to have the Teal of a Kodesh Baruch Hu like that is if the Russian put a vehicle in the Bria to allow us to get to that concept. Otherwise, there's no way a human being can be Mahal or Kodesh Baruch Hu with a Vada. If a Vada Shmaya came to Losoi, it means because the Russian made a vehicle for us weak. Confused, indecisive, you know, unclear human beings to have a Mahal Chavara. And that Mahal Chavara is what allows us to truly see the Vados of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then Mahal him in that reality. Okay.